On that note, I'll turn it over to Richard Podolsky. He will be one of our first presenters, and he'll also be the moderator. Thank you, Richard.
Wind power, of all the ways to manufacture electrons, wind power is one of the, is probably the best. In that, its actual footprint, its ecological footprint, from a life cycle analysis, almost any way you want to analyze it and compare wind power as a way to manufacture electrons compared to burning coal, burning natural gas, burning any fossil fuel, wind power comes out ahead. But it's, I'm here to tell you that it's not a zero impact. You cannot convert energy without having there be an environmental impact. So a wind power project puts a road, very often has to put its own road grid in. The turbine foundation areas must be cleared, so you're clearing vegetation. It results in some amount of fragmentation of ecosystems, which can degrade an area. And turbines can, if there's a high throughput of birds, birds will run into these things. Now, the national average is between 3 and 7 birds per turbine per year. Now, a house cat on a good day can have 5 birds. So, skyscrapers, they're very big numbers in urban areas. There are birds colliding with buildings. So there's a lot of things out in the built environment that's worse than wind power, but we do worry about it. We have a lot of wind turbines increasingly. I mean, I don't know what the number is nationwide now, but that number adds up. Even if you're on the low end of that, and we have a couple of 100,000 wind turbines operating in the U.S., and each one of them averages 3 a year. It's not zero, but it is. So it's a choice. It's a choice we make as a society, and that's pretty much what I wanted to mention. And feel free to ask questions at some point.
Thank you.